Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, going heavy on three different lifts. This is a repeat benchmark workout. We're doing the power clean for four sets of three, the front squat for four sets of two, and the squat clean for four sets of one. Last time we did this was on October 11th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, see the loads that you used, see the rest periods that you took, and do you need to make any adjustments for today? If you haven't yet, watch the video, which we attached to Heavy Days, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and much more. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. For this workout, how you're supposed to do it is you will do all the power cleans before you do the front squats. Then you'll do all the front squats, and then finally you will do all the squat cleans. You're not supposed to do three power cleans, two front squats, then one squat clean, and then another round of that. No, it's all the power cleans, then all the front squats, then all the squat cleans as just a classic heavy lifting day. It'd be fantastic. And on the things that have the squat cleans, you'll do ideally unbroken, but if it's too heavy, drop the barbell, of course. But on the power cleans, on those four sets of three, they don't need to be unbroken. They don't need to be touch and go. If touch and go treats you well, and that's how you want to do it, fantastic, have a blast. But if your body just, touch and going, relatively heavy loading doesn't treat your joints well, there's no purpose in doing it. Drop the barbell from the front rack every time, reset, pull again, and you can do those triples as, three heavy quick singles to get each triple, and fitness will be achieved. We've got a video showing the power clean, the front squat, and the squat clean. Super fitness robot loading would be holding 70% or more of your one rep max power clean across all movements. More likely is using 50% or more of your one rep max power clean across all movements. The wild card option, hang power clean, four sets of three, hang squat clean, four sets of two, and then the squat clean, four singles. So that gives you the option to get in very similar movements, a great heavy day, but with a little bit of variance if that's what you want to do. And we've got a video showing the hang power clean as well as the hang squat clean. The scaled option, four sets of three in the power clean, four sets of two in the front squat, but then instead of the squat clean, that last movement will be a power clean, and then once you power clean it, you'll front squat it. So four singles like that. And that just reduces the complexity if you're still working on the squat clean. It will allow you to get in a nice explosive hip opening, cover the same range of motion, get the strength below parallel, and be a great day. And most of the movements are very similar on the scaled option with the prescribed workout of the day, because on a heavy day like this, the easiest scaling is to just significantly reduce the loading down to a very light load, an empty barbell, a PVC pipe, a room handle, and then this day is approachable for darn near an athlete of any level whatsoever. Just reduce that loading. Focus on technique as we all should, and walk out of the gym better and smarter about these lifts than when you walked in. The limited equipment crew. Not for time, but we'll give you times to shoot for if you want, but not for time. 75 dumbbell squat cleans. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. You're welcome. Video showing the dumbbell squat clean. Certainly it does not need to be unbroken. Hopefully they don't have to say that. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time in the area of 15 minutes. No equipment workout. 5 rounds each for time of 50 air squats, resting 2 minutes between each round. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Your friend and mine, the Bulgarian split squat. Challenging with no loading, let's be honest. These things are tough, but that's also why they're so beneficial. 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 12 reps per leg. We've got a video showing that. You choose the loading on those things. And then, some good old conditioning. 5 50-meter foot sprints, resting a couple minutes between each. Or 5 15-second sprints of intense biking or rowing. Preferably biking, because you can spin the bike up faster than the row, but either one will get you there. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes. casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, as well as the foam roller for the back and lats. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. It's a rest day for most of us tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.